We do another one, or should I say something different?
Let's read that story. I bring you a pencil.
That's easy.
Because
it's
I
back
did.
On the shelf now, I think.
Back in the shelf?
Mm.
Where?
On my bookshelf, just there.
Where?
Shall I get it for you? While Mastermind is doing his maths. Over here. Where are we? Number one. Here.
That's the first book.
Yes.
I've read.
Yes.
That's number one book.
That's right.
That's number one.
How are we doing? You just dropped your pencil.
What?
Have you just dropped your pencil?
Mummy.
I shouldn't just leave it on the floor, because we shall find it again, and then when the Hoover tries to pick it up, it will have a fit.
Who's gonna...
We'll hoover up a pencil, do we?
And we don't need to hoover that pectrum up.
No, we don't. Don't know where the pectrum is yet, do we?
Perhaps it's hiding somewhere, so it doesn't get hoovered up.
Mm, could be.
I think I put somewhere.
What about behind there? That behind there it wouldn't get hoovered.
True, I bet there's a lot of things behind there.
Anyway, there's glue behind there, scissors behind there.
No.
I tried to get most of them out.
Glue.
I tried to get most of them out.
Oh, it's no glue.
Good, not supposed to be. I do try and get most of the things out from behind there. This curtain I've terrible trouble with. Come on, let's be getting going. Are we having this story? Are you ready? Timothy Catchermouse was a little black cat. Timothy Catchermouse was a very long name for a very little cat, so everyone called him Tim. Tim lived in a hole under the steps of a very old house. He lived there with his mother and his sister Tessa. That doesn't say Tessa, that one says.
Tim.
Tim, that's right. His mother's name was Peggotty, but everyone called her Pegs.
Pegs.
And what does this bird say?
Pegs.
That's right. Mm. One day Pegs was going out. You can play in the garden while I'm away, she said. But remember this, a magician lives in the house. Everyone says that he's very grumpy, so if you meet the magician, you must be very polite. I'll remember, said Tim.
Tim?
Mom, that's
Tim and
Pegs.
That's right. Pegs went out. She ran across the garden to the old iron gate. She crept under the gate and out into the lane.
Pegs.
No, it says Pegs went out.
Pegs went out.
That's right. Again.
Pegs went out.
That's right. There's the word went. Look, and there's the word out. Pegs went out.
Pegs went out.
That's right.
Pegs went out. There's the pegs went out.
Well, you can see it there. There's pegs. There's went.
This is seven, isn't
that's
it,
Mum? Out.
Mum, that's seven.
It is, yes.
Pegs went out.
Mm-hmm.
Mum, to do with seven, you have to go across and bend
that. You do, you're right. Tim looked at his sister. She was fast asleep.
I used to do that, didn't
Tim you? Jumped on her to wake her up, but she only said, go away, and went back to sleep again. What does this bit say? Do you remember?
Tim jumped.
That one bit says Tim and that bit there says jumped. Tim jumped.
That's five, isn't it?
Yes. Oops, we've missed off our page now. Tim looked out of the hole. The sun was shining and the sky was blue. Tim went out into the garden.
I need to go make the dishes.
Hold on, I've got to say this bit first.
Tim went out.
Very good, that was a bit clever.
They're all done. Are they all done though?
Tim saw a tree where They look old, don't they?
There saw a tree.
That's right. The tree was growing near the house.
He's gonna go up there in the kitchen's house.
Do you want to try that one? A bit like what we've been doing before, but you've got to look at the money. It says, how much for both? Tick the money you will need. So you have to tick off. It's going to be 9p and 1p. It makes 10p altogether, and you have to tick off the 10 pence by doing 5 and a 5. So you have to add this bit
of
3p and 5p and write down what it comes to. What will that be?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We'll find out first of all. 3p and 5p makes... Can I just show Christopher what to do with this page? Because once he's got going, he can get on with this himself then.
Eight.
That's right. So you put your 8p down there. And then you have to work out the coins that you'll need.
Mummy.
For 8p or 3p and 5p.
Mummy! So Mummy!
Just tick them off.
Two. One up the tree.
Nearly. Tim ran to the tree.
One, two.
Well, I need two.
The tree.
Will you need what, though?
Two, two, and one.
That would make five. And then you need another
two.
Three. Why don't you have the five? Two. Look for the 3p first and tick that off. And then look for the 5p next and tick that off.
Tick 5p off. Mummy!
You know that 5p and 3p are going to make 8p, don't you?
What's that,
5p?
Just hold on, Tim, while I just sort him out. That's right, that's 5p. Now you need...
You can't really see it.
No, you can't really. That's better.
Still can't see it.
We'll make a big tick sticking out like theirs does. That's it, there we go. That's it then. What else makes 8p?
Mummy!
Tim climbed to the very top of the tree. He looked down and saw the house. The roof of the house was very close to the top of the tree.
Three. Tim,
we haven't got a three.
Looked.
Well,
looked. We have to do this.
Down.
Take down.
That's it. Tim looked down.
And take that one.
You've got 4p there. Hey, what are you doing on that? That's for that one. You're up here.
Mummy, Tim.
You tick the wrong things. But it doesn't matter because they can probably use those anyway.
Tim climbed. Tim climbed up there.
It's a good try. It actually says Tim saw the window. Tim jumped onto the roof of the house. There was a window in the roof. Tim saw the window. The window was open.
Tim.
So,
3p.
The window.
3p, Mum.
What's that? That's it. Well done. Now you have to do this one. Tricky, aren't they, these? Tim ran up the roof to the window. He looked down into the room below. He saw an old man sitting in a chair. The old man had long white hair and a white beard. He must be a magician, Tim said to himself. That's it, the magician. Well done.
Nine.
The magician was fast asleep. Tim leaned over to have a good look at him, but his foot slipped and he fell in. He landed right on the magician's knee. Tim dug in his claws and held on.
Tim fell.
Well done. The magician woke up with a yell of pain. He saw Tim standing on his knee. Where on earth did you come from? He asked. I fell in, said Tim. Then you'd better fall out again, said the magician. Take your claws out of my knee and go away.
Tim.
The.
The. Tim.
Woke.
Up.
That's it.
Five.
Tim pulled out his claws. He looked up at the window. I can't get up there by myself, he said.
Tim.
Looked.
Look,
Mummy.
Look.
Up. You're right. We'll soon see about that, said the magician. One, two,
Six
three.
Pins.
And you're back in the tree. He snapped his fingers.
Isn't it
this one
six?
Says one, two,
three.
That's it.
Two.
That's it, very good. Tim felt himself flying up in the air. A moment later, he found himself back in the top of the tree.
Nine.
And.
Nine,
okay. Yeah. And.
Tim.
Was in the
tree.
Very good. You're good at this book, aren't you, Tim? Tim climbed down the tree just as Pegs came back into the garden. Tim ran to meet her. Tim, cried Pegs, where have you been? Says,
Tim.
Ran.
Ran. Home.
Well, it should say Tim ran home, but doesn't it? It says Tim ran. Make more sense if it said Tim ran home.
Tim been to the magician.
He has. I've been to see the magician, said Tim. It was very exciting. I expect it was, said Pegs, but you'd better be careful, Tim. Magicians can work magic. I know they can, said Tim. The magician did work magic. I flew up into the tree. It was very exciting, but I shall be very careful next time.
Tim. Peg.
That's it.
Tim and the Peg.
Tim and Pegs. Because they're both on the picture. And that's the end of the book. Very good at that, weren't you?
Another nine.
Oh, good gracious. Two nines. Well, that's easy. Then you'll be able to use the same things.
Two.
That's only You don't have to. If you want to, you can give up there and we'll do some reading next. Let's have a go at my mum's a window cleaner. And then after that we'll go in the garden.
What?
I said after that we'll go in the garden before it rains.
I'm going to go in the garden.
We also have to ring Grandma and tell her that we won't be coming to her house today because you won't be going swimming. Because although you're much better now, I don't think you should be going to... I don't think we'll read another one, just right this minute, Livy. Because I'm going to read with Christopher now. It's Christopher's turn to read.
I feel really better.
You feel really better? Well, that's nice.
I'm going swimming.
He's not going swimming now. Would you like to go and get a card out of there, look, and do some drawing?
Well, we'll play school instead.
Yeah, we're playing school now. My mum's a window cleaner.
And after this, we're going to play school.
After this, we're going to play gardens.
Play gardens. What do we have to do?
We need to dig up all the weeds that are poking through. Tidy it all up a bit. We haven't got felt tips off. Just use these ones. Felt tips are too far away. My mum's a window cleaner.
Some mums drive buses. They don't usually.
They are actually. There are one or two women that drive buses, but not that
but
many.
My mum's are.
But my mum's are.
What? Window cleaner. You have to be careful when you walk under her legs.
Ladder.
Ladder. Why?
It's If you walk under a ladder, she might drop the water all over your head. Some people say it's unlucky to walk under ladders. I think it's a lot of rubbish.
Unlucky? What does that mean?
Look, there you are. That's why it would be unlucky, because you'd drop water all over you.
Do you think it's unlucky?
No, I don't. I think it's silly to say that.
Because it's a bit silly.
It's just a bit of a joke, really, but some people think it's serious. You have to be careful when you walk under a ladder, or...
Or you might get a shower.
That's it.
And when she washes...
No, do the sounds for that one, because you'll get there in the end. Swings.
Swings.
That's
her.
It.
Ladder. You duck.
When she swings her head around, you duck. Do you know what it means to duck? Yeah. You go like this. Bob your head down quick. Otherwise she might clout you around the ear hole with her ladder.
You duck.
Yeah. Look at all these birds floating about in our, all these pigeons in our garden. It's four.
Yes,
what do you think they're eating?
I think they've got lots of worms around here. But we don't see them, do we?
And that one's just got a bright juicy one. I just watched it go down its mouth. That one's grabbing their lunch. Right, where were we? Sometimes,
yeah.
Cleans
windows very bows down.
Window cleaner.
Yeah, it's all about my mum being a window cleaner this book.
Cleans windows very high up, but my mum's not. She's
scared.
One day there was a big fire. My mum ran up her ladder. What?
Well, read it and you'll find out.
With a bucket. Of water, he whispered at baby with his buckles. I am a fat man.
Having
a baby.
No, having a bath.
A bath.
Even
an old lady with a parrot.
There must have all been in the house in the fire. Got them all out.
Everybody.
Cheered.
And when the firemen
arrived,
they
gave
her a hat.
Helmet.
My mum got a big...
Bigger.
Badger now. doesn't clean windows anymore. She's a fire lady instead
of... That was a good story, wasn't it? I enjoyed that one. We picked a good one from the library there.
I want to read this one.
Did you enjoy that one, Tim? Do you think that was funny?
Really, a washing
one. No, we thought it was a window cleaning book. It's really a fire engine book. It's more of a fire engine book than it is a window cleaner book. That's a very nice picture, sir.
Want to read?
Well, we could read it, or we could go in the garden. What do you think? We've had a story each now.
No.
We've got to ring Grandma. Would you like to help talk to Grandma on the phone?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Right. Well, can I? One of you hold the receiver and the other one do the numbers. Do you know what to do for the numbers?
Yes.
Well, hold on, because it's no good until you... Pardon? Yes, she should be back at her house. Just wait, Tim, because you've got to wait till you've got the receiver picked up before you start dialing anything, and then you've got to dial the right numbers or else you won't get Grandma, you'll get somebody else. Are you going to talk, Christopher? Yeah. Right, there you go. Right, you pick Tim, the receiver up.
Tim.
Okay, Tim, number six.
What
do I
have to say?
You say hello for starters.
Hello.
Go on, right round, Tim. That's it. I'll tell you in a minute. That one now. Nine. Say, we're not going to come swimming today. Seven. Whoops. Two. And this one. Right round. Oops. That should be it. Did it ring in?
Yeah.
Tell her it's Christopher to start with. She might not know who you are.
Good. Hello. How are we?
And we're all well.
All in the land of the living.
Yes, I definitely am. All right now. Sunshine over there. We'll be going to school tomorrow, no problem.
We had a quiet day today.
It
looks very quiet.
Well, he does at the moment, but
not being quiet. Oh, Mummy, Daddy, Christopher.
Hello.
Mummy, Tim.
Hello.
Not me, Tim.
Hi there. Are we living?
He's probably tired by now, I think. You read that to me, Daddy, it's very good. We'll have to read it to you next. Thought we'd have a reading session, so we had a reading book and we did some math.
It's the tea.
Yes, the tea is ready. You need to wee, so perhaps when Daddy goes up to get changed.
Wee.
Yeah. You need to wee. Right, let's come with me.
Go with Daddy, because he's going up there anyway. Shall I start dishing it out? I mean, it's that near to being ready. 2 minutes. Hello? No? I'm just giving, dishing out the dinner, love. The beef left over from yesterday, and broccoli, and carrots, and sprouts. I've only given you one sprout, so you're all right. Yeah. Mummy and Daddy like sprouts, so we've got lots. You've just got one sprout, Christopher. I'm not giving you much at all. Just a little bit of everything. See how you go. No, it's not filled up yet. It's not got any...
What's gravy!
I'm going to make some gravy for you. Because Mummy and Daddy have got mushrooms and tomatoes because we like those. What are you frowning at me for? You're not feeling too hungry now? No, it's alright, don't worry, we don't expect you to eat much, just a little bit. If you eat biscuits and stuff all day long, I expect you to eat your meals as well. Yeah, that's you. I don't think it'll kill you, do you, to eat that? Hey love, that's yours. Okay, chatterboxes, let's have it. How was your day then, love?
Okay.
Oh, that's impressive. That's you, Tim. We'll chop your meat up before we go much further. There's you. And what else do you notice here?
A clean, tidy garden.
Well, half a clean, tidy garden.
Can you see the grass is cut?
We've been cutting the bottom part of the grass.
We have. We'll put a bit of seed
and
on that bit.
And we had a lawnmower.
You had a lawnmower, did you?
Can you, you see some seed when there's
seems
no
like
grass?
An appropriate thing to do when one's stuck at home. Tim, sit.
Birds in our garden.
Properly, please.
You see lots of birds.
Do you know there were four huge pigeons sitting in the, on the grass earlier on?
Well, I've not seen pigeons.
And
like.
The cat.
Usually two, but there's four now. Didn't
and the cat.
I saw a cat as well, did you?
And he ran away.
Did it?
Because he doesn't like me.
Right, she's going to say thank you.
What? That's off. I guess you're okay.
I'm not.
I bang the drum.
You did bang the drum.
And the table.
Anybody want any of this?
Okay. I want to do this.
Properly, and you don't mind if your real daddy do it for you, that's fine.
I want big, you want to do it yourself.
Do you want me to do it or not?
No, right. I'll think it's out to bed.
You just want to pick it out?
Yeah.
You're not going to shake it over your dinner? Thank you.
That bit. So I want that too.
Right, hang on. That's that one done.
Take it out.
Thank you. Right.
The lid.
Good gracious me. Let's carry on. Welcome home, dear. Been comparatively peaceful today.
When did
everybody get up? They all sort of surfaced. I think I'd finished my breakfast when... No, I think you just came just so I was about to take my first mouthful of cereal. It was about 8:15 for everybody. Well,
no,
after
but
that,
it wasn't.
What time did you get up? What time did you go?
I left at
20. We're about 10:20. Of course, I forgot it. Tim was still in sleep till about 8:15.
And I charged it for Daddy.
Which is unheard of. Yes, she did.
You charged it for Daddy. I was already at work.
There was no Daddy because he'd gone to work already. So then we had a bit of wonder whether or not Christopher should go to school. And we decided he should stay at home. He was a bit sort of wobbly on his legs at the beginning of the day,
yeah.
But he's been fine since. In the nursery.
Oh, where's my cork? No, I found another cork around. Got the cork.
We did go down to the library. It was such a warm day. I thought it would be quite nice for him to have a walk, see if he was alright. And he managed to walk to the library and walk around the shops a little bit. But when we got back, we needed to lie down in front of the video for a bit.
So you just did your own private trip to the library?
Yeah, I rang up and said I wasn't going to go. And the children. Anyway, it turned out we met Anne and both Martin and Ian have been having a similar trauma.
Right.
Ian has been sort of talking about all sorts of strange things in his sleep and
delirious
and hot fever.
Yeah.
So, a bug for
buzzing around.
Must be. She said Martin was hot but nothing too traumatic. A bit like these two really.
Mm.
But Ian had been sick as well. I should think so. Although Christopher didn't really seem at top of them, did he? Oh, you did on Thursday, didn't he? I would have thought Tim would have had it worse from contact wise. These things don't work like that, do they? Well, it certainly did, in both these cases. Although I met Teresa on the way back from school and she said Alec was at the doctor's, because not the way back from school, way back from library. And she said Ike was at the doctor's because he was feeling under the weather.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's in aid of.
I'm sure.
Oh dear. What's matter with her?
And a watermelon.
What's matter?
And a watermelon.
I don't want the meat.
No.
Oh, would you like meat?
I need chopping up.
No. Just chop it for you.
No, I don't want it.
Tim, listen. I'm going to chop you. I'm going to chop you one piece of meat, okay? We'll take away the other piece.
A big piece, yes.
Yeah. There you go. This will be nice now, nice and tasty. Well done, Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
You alright?
Must be getting better. So, it's been a nice warm day, isn't it?
Well, it has really. It's been a bit sort of muggy this afternoon, but we went out in the garden and we sort of just toddled around, you know.
Better than weekend weather that I saw.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the worst weather we've had recently has been on.
I'm certainly very wet, aren't I?
We have a go on the swing.
Did you? You've been on the swing?
Apart from her sore throat, was Julia okay?
I'm going to do wobbly.
Yeah.
It's
fairly quiet. Not many people seem to be at work.
Where are they all?
Yeah!
People who went to Potter's
Tato.
Class, they're all off to the Bromsgrove.
Tato!
Jim Yarrington's, that big factory.
Oh yeah, from Bromsgrove.
With the railway line.
What do they do?
Forgings.
You gave me lots.
Oh, I did not.
You did?
I didn't give you lots of meat.
I was full.
That's alright. I don't need to have anything else.
I want my pudding.
Oh no, if you're full, you won't need pudding.
Too
much.
Well, that's okay, you can leave it, but you just don't get pudding as well.
Leave just a little bit more.
Potato.
Eating potato with your eyes. A funny place to put the potato. Broccoli doesn't want to come on the fork. Come here, broccoli.
Broccoli can't get on fork very well, can
you? So we rang Grandma, of course, to say we wouldn't be swimming.
So she's
a lot of things we're not doing, isn't there? No. Yes, she's fine.
And there are a lot of things we are doing.
What else did you do today? Or was that basically it?
Well, that's it really.
Ivy this morning, garden this afternoon.
Zombiness in between.
I can imagine that. Yeah, it must have been nice. Because it was more profitable than...
It didn't feel like a long day, did it?
Yeah.
It felt like just this morning, didn't it?
It all passed along, wasn't it?
It feels just like this morning, didn't it? Because usually this morning when you see a video and it feels like this morning all the time, doesn't it?
We didn't watch much video this morning at all, really, until lunchtime.
When we watched telly, we saw about the big boat.
About the big boat? What's the big boat?
Who tells me?
You told me about the big boat, didn't you?
Oh, about the Queen Mary.
Oh, right. I think that's a different boat to the one that I showed you on the telly.
Oh, I was telling you about the Queen Mary, because it was on the back of something that she was making recently, you know, cutting out.
They showed me what it was. I couldn't tell that it was a Queen Mary at the time, because he'd already cut it out.
And I was saying that it was a big boat that used to go across the world. And when I was a little boy, this was a bit bigger than this. I was going around it with Granny and Grandpa, Uncle Mike and Uncle Ben.
That's what we were saying, wasn't it?
I read about it in the paper today. And it's owned by... And they're losing so much money, they're selling.
There's some bugging now.
What was Walt Disney doing with it, may we ask? Well, or was it the restaurant or something?
It was a floating restaurant. It's been sold to money on it.
Why?
It's just too expensive to maintain.
Yes, we know that, Tim, but you're just going to have to wait till we all finish. Video one day and then you can.
You can have some boogie,
but we've got the
radio
in the game.
It's so much. It's about a horse and jungle, it's very wood. Because a pony goes faster than a big horse.
Does it?
A very watch it.
Faster than a. They go to a Shire horse then to the Stratford on Avon. Do you know where that is?
Doesn't go very fast.
I didn't know who was one.
But my boogie! Buy my
book,
please.
Yeah.
And the pony went really
fast.
Let's
just collect the page.
Oh, no. Oh, you get to it in the pony. Yeah. I guess it was in the big corner.
It's gone.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
the big one. Okay. The big one went so slow, so it was in front. But Rosie said, come on fast. And the pony went fast and it overtook
it
on the way home. But oh, I'm done with some.
Okay, I'll just go around the other side and get the ice cream.
A lot.
Oh yeah.
Because
you did finish all your dinner in the end, didn't you? Moaning on. Yeah, didn't you notice? Finished a lot. Typical.
Go. I'm going to serve all of it. That's mine.
Right. Uh-oh.
Who's this?
That's Daddy's. Say that to Daddy.
Daddy, yours. Daddy. Yeah. The ice cream. This? No.
It's a chocolate.
That's Christopher's.
Yours, Christopher. That is only two.
That's you.
And Mummy.
In them at the moment. That's cool.
I love.
Do you?
And me!
Have some tea. you much improved on yesterday, I tell you. A very jolly day, really.
It was a
trial
weekend, wasn't it?
It was a bit of a trial weekend. In many respects.
Mate, when are you going to have actually porridge again?
I had actually porridge on Saturday.
And you're going to have it again. Not next Saturday.
Why can't I have it on Saturday?
But yesterday you didn't. No,
I did.
The day before that.
You didn't. Neither did you.
Yes, previous Saturday. You didn't want it.
Oh, didn't I? Oh, beg pardon. I've forgotten that one.
Saturday before that, none of us had it because we were going in that
night. Oh, that was what I was remembering. As I said before that, none of us had it because you were gallivanting up and down the country with the railways.
You haven't seen Grandma, has it?
No, we just rang her up very briefly. I've never had the car out all day. I thought it was more sensible to walk to the library rather than go in the car because I thought it was good for us.
Oh, going in the car. I like it better.
Good life.
Because it feels more like you don't have to put your duffel.